Josh. Now you can hear me, Josh. Come on, Josh.
Oh, Leo Bear. What?
You got the bat signal. Oh, no. Can you hear me? I can't hear you besides that. Great. So you can hear me. Well, I mean, you could just DM for sounds. I can hear you now. I like the idea of you DMing with emojis.
Yeah.
I just saw that right now. But yeah. Okay. Okay. That's fucking crazy. Yeah. That's insane.
Oh no, he found us. Noah scares me.
I like Noah's haircut subscription because so many times they go, he got a new haircut, but I'm like, it's not important. He always has a new haircut. You know what? You're actually reminding me of a Instagram video my friend sent me. I'm gonna send it to you. No. It's let me find it. Okay. I might have sent it to you guys already, but it is the cost savings of not wiping your butt. Because toilet paper costs money and you can invest it. So, you know. Yeah, don't wipe your butt, invest it. Yeah, of course it's real. What's the axi on it? Is it even high or is it just comparative? Yeah, for like 20 years or whatever. That's kind of worth it, you think about it. 30 years of shitting and having a duty butt cheeks. Well, we could just do what the Europeans on Reddit are trying to convince us to do. We get only bidets, and then we have family cloth, which is you reuse. It's once per use per wash. Yeah, I'm okay. Yeah, I'm okay without that. Yeah. 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 That's terrible. I awkward day at the gym. I was at the power racks, like for squats, right? I was doing some squats. The lady next to me decided to do deadlifts, and on a heavy deadlift, she just wet herself. And apparently it's somewhat common for women in powerlifting, but like, I'm not a woman, so I don't know. But I wonder if the women wetting themselves in powerlifting competition should just use slightly less weight. Like, maybe you just shouldn't be doing that much weight. That's my personal opinion. If you gotta wet yourself in public, you know, maybe. I'm just saying. I think that is past your limit. You know? Well, it's like a jet, so I guess it pushes you away so you can pull more.
You're right. Yeah. I guess I'm just not trying enough.
But it was 175, 185, and I was like, this doesn't deserve piss. Yeah, she was a lady, but.
Five three, five four.
Yeah, but like maybe 5'5", I don't know. Not 5'6". That's the highest I'll go. No, Mike, I was just saying the lady next to me at the gym decided to do sumo deadlifts and then she just like pissed. And I know that's somewhat common for some women in powerlifting, but I'm of the mind that if lifting a weight causes you to wet yourself, you just should lift a little lower. Just drop the weight a little bit. That's my idea, personally. Didn't seem that phased. And I looked online and there's some women that do this in powerlifting and they're all like, it's just what happens. And I'm like, I don't think you guys should be in public. Like, I'm going to be honest with you. You know what? Wear a diaper. If that's what's going to happen, wear a diaper.
No. Yeah. This is very unfortunate. Yeah.
No, the gym staff went and talked to her, and that was the first time I've seen her there, so I hope she doesn't come back.
Yeah. There's like, apparently I saw like four different powerlifters that are women that are like, it just happens, guys. It's like, I don't think so.
Also, like, if you're not even breaking two plates, you should not be pissing. Deadlifting? Come on. $185? No. That's too much. That's too little, I mean. That's like, I was benching next to some dude who he was benching actually 185 too, but he had wrist straps that go up to the thumbs. He had elbow straps and he had a slingshot and he wore a lifting belt. I have to ask. And he did wide grip bench, and he only did sets of two. At a certain point, man, why are you doing the movement? If you need all of that assistance, why are you doing it? He did. And it's not that I came in while he was doing a deload. I saw him work up to that weight and then stall, do that weight, and then drop down. And I was like, all right, guys, this is ridiculous. Yes! He used a slingshot for his bar. God. No. And there's another guy that is the tiniest Indian man I've ever seen in my life. But he's been at the gym. I've been seeing him at this gym for like 4 months straight, but he can only bench 5 pounds on each side. And I'm like, dude, you just gotta eat. Like, you're putting in all the effort, but you're clearly not eating. What's the point of working out if you're only able to do 5 pounds on the bench for 3 months straight? You just gotta eat more protein, man. This makes no sense. Yeah, but like, if you're doing it for, as a man, for 4 months straight, come on. He doesn't really wear a bunch of gear, but he does wear lifting gloves, and I'm like, dude, what are you doing? But he's benching. You don't even get calluses benching. Not at that weight, at least. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Not at that weight. Yeah. Yeah, but yeah. I also saw on Monday a dude bench 4 plates, and I was like, wow. He just used the wrist straps, which I think you earn at 4 plates. And I was like, damn, what the fuck? The wrist ones or that much weight? You could die. Yeah. Yeah. I know some people, when they bench that much, there's like basically like a metal plate you could put on your chest that could help. But yeah. 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 Yeah, that was cool. I love when the old school metal steel plates, like, you know, like it's kind of like sunken on one side. So it's like flat on one side, but air on the other. Do you know what I'm talking about? I love when people have a bunch of plates on that, and what old school lifters do is they leave a gap between all of the plates so that they all just like make it jingle as they go. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh shit, come on over. I get so much joy when I see like a person that you can just tell is like a power lifter walk in next to you, and then they like put a plate on each side, and then you just see them like rock it up and down. You're like, how high are these motherfuckers gonna go? I saw one dude do five plates next to me, and then he was like, I don't know if I should do a 25 on each side, and I was like, don't. I don't want to see you die. I've given up on going for 315 flat bench. Because I would much rather just increase my incline bench. Yeah, but it's not like a 1-to-1 because it's like different skill. Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but I don't honestly expect myself to ever get to a 315 incline without taking gear. I saw a dude I got to the incline bench, and then he was next to me doing two plates, and then he was adding a 25, and then he like looked at me and he's like, he's German I think, and he's like, do you mind if we switch benches? And I was like, sure, is the other one, is this one better? And he's just like, I'm luckier on it. And I was like, I don't really care. Like, I'm gonna be honest with you, dude. I don't really care. I'm also not moving as much weight as you. Sure, we could switch. Yeah. And I didn't notice anything, but I was like, I don't really care, dude. Yeah, I sure. Overhead press people are freaky, but when a video came out recently from do you know Jen Thompson? She is a I think she's like 14 world records in powerlifting on bench. I think she's like 50 and she benches like three plates and she weighs like 140 or something. She's crazy. But she's like, yeah, I could bench 265 for reps, but my overhead press is 95 pounds. So, like, guys, don't worry about it. And I was like, all right, if Jen says it's okay. Well, yeah. 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 Oh, I'm sorry. She lifts her world records for 314 bench press,
She weighs 132 pounds. I don't know how that's physically possible. I'm going to be honest with you. It's crazy. But she does some, like, she'll sometimes, like, give, like, bench tips, and I'm like, yeah, yeah, I believe you. Do you guys know Ronnie Coleman? I saw a video of him recently, and he was talking about, he's just like, you want to know one of my secrets? I never told anyone. For when I'm cutting for competition, and he's like, he shows him meal prepping, and he's like, when all these other bodybuilders saw me eating my prep, they thought I was eating fries, but I wasn't. Here's the trick. And he's like, get some potatoes, cut them really thin, soak them in water, and then cook them really crispy in the oven. And, like, they all think you're eating fries, but you're not. And all of the comments were just like, yeah, Ronnie says they're not fries. They're not fries, guys. He's just eating fucking fries. Yeah, he also talks about whenever he... Do you ever hear about his post-training meals? No, post-competition meals? They're fucking scary. Yeah. Sorry, I'm getting ice. Oh, does it? It was just so great seeing the Instagram comments. Dude, Ronnie says they're not fries. It's just so funny that he's just like, Roddy, you just made you just it's just so fucking funny. Yeah, they're base.
God, that was so fucking funny. I'm gonna see if I can find the video. Oh, God.
Spread it.
Yeah. I love that I can imagine him, like, eating this in front of other bodybuilders in the gym and being like, hey, they're going to think I'm eating fries, you idiots. Maybe they'll eat fries and do worse. It's also funny when you see, like, I follow this, like, one bodybuilder on Instagram, and he has just, like, fully ascended. He only sees macros. So, like, his breakfast is, like, tater tots, and, like, he makes, like, loaded chili cheese tater tots. But it's, like, all of the stuff is actually really lean. So it's, like, yeah, great macros, but you're eating chili cheese tater tots for breakfast. His like other tater, his other breakfast is like he'll eat like, what is it? I think it's just Rice Krispies, like the most bland cereal, or it's the, yeah. But then he'll like, he's like, but I don't know if you guys know this. Hey Tanner, he's like, you can buy actual marshmallows, like from the marshmallows, like Lucky Charms. You could buy them separate. And he's like, and then I weigh them and I get exactly 100 grams. And it's fine because I track all the macros. And it's like, you're just making, you're assembling your own cereal. But he's like, it's just like, dude, I don't know, man. He only sees, he's not limited by our simple brains. He sees all the macros. Well, he does Fairlife Pro vanilla protein milk. And then he pours that because he's like, well, I need these carbs anyway. But now I get this perfectly rounded breakfast.
Yeah. You wouldn't know.
And then you but then he swaps the milk out for the protein thing, so he has like 40 grams of protein and then the perfect amount of carbs. They're not right. Get it. Do you know Ronnie Coleman? He's like this really like prolific bodybuilder. But he had this one video recently where he's like, I tricked all the other bodybuilders. They'd see me eating my prep and they thought it was fries, but it wasn't. Here's how you make it. You get some potatoes, you cut them really thin, use a crinkle cutter, and then you bake them really crispy. And he's like, and all of them thought I was eating fries. And all the comments are like, if Ronnie says they're not fries, they're not fried, guys.
Yeah.
Wait, let's see the, like, have you seen, there's a video of him, yeah. This is the guy. This is what you should know him for, besides the fries. Lightweight, baby! Must be the...
He was also a New York City, I think, detective? I know he was at least a cop. While maintaining all of this. Yeah. He said he used to have to, during mid-prep, because he couldn't get enough protein in during the day, he'd have to wake up at like 2 in the morning to just eat grilled chicken. He wants so many things. Oh, what'd you do? Let the record show he said it. Yeah. Dry scoop it.
Yeah.
No, people also dry scoop because it's just it hits you quicker. Sam dry scooped. She should dry scoop in college. Kumar and her used to dry scoop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. He went home and ate fries. Tanner, why would you bring that up? We all know space is actually underwater. In atmosphere. You know those old like military cars that people have that's like, this can run on cooking oil. It can run on anything. I was imagining you got one of those pens and you're like, I just put fruit oil in here. It's just like, get cooking oil. You just have greasy signatures. Smells like burger grease.
I feel like they could just used a Sharpie. You know, it'd be amazing. It's so funny. If Mike was able to send that back in time to, like, ancient Greece. And then you're like, your sword? Actually easier to make than this pet. Take a look at it. You couldn't make this metal. The King of Random did it, Grant Thompson, RIP. No, he killed himself in a wingsuit. He fucked up. One other thing before we start, Tanner, I hope your family member's okay. Yeah. Let's know if there's anything we can do from over here. Great.
If Mike said there's a barber that only does one haircut, there's only a barber that does one haircut. It's a GTA barber. I think I have it. I guess we can just do the voice of judgment. You might have selected that in one of your one-shot characters. All right. Chronicle could be our group name. And I kind of like it because then we're just done. Yeah. Chronicle. Not a bad name. That or the voice of many. Sorry, the voice of few. That's a cool name. Yeah, but even that character aside, the voice of the few is so cool. There's a few of us. We're the voice of a few. It's kind of sick. No, it makes it sound like cult leaders. It's different. Bernie hates himself, so it's okay. Well. And don't name our superhero name Stormfront. It's not even good anymore. After like the second season, I thought it just got it just kept getting worse and worse. Anyway, it's fine. It's fine. MOC. Our neighbors, what's their fane look like? Did they just bring a bunch of magic items that they just ingested into it and now it's a castle? Yeah, why the fuck did they get here so quick? No, I want to invite them tomorrow. Well, let's make a cookout tomorrow. That's better. Let's do that. I crush the thing. I say we're doing it small.
Yes.
Is that a cat? Or dog? Oh, I couldn't tell from perspective if that was like a golden retriever in the background. Okay. It's a big cat. Hello, Chuck. Take it back. May you invite our neighbors to a small cookout that we will be hosting tomorrow at 1 p.m. Yes. Tell them to bring their swim trunks if they have any. That is correct, but Oh, excellent, excellent. Yes. Do you have any other information about them? Like, what do they do? Yeah. Oh, they only have six people for a whole airline. Perplexing. No, we have a majority back home. Yes. We've done recruiting. Thank you. All right, so that is it. Thank you, Chuck. Please let us know if they accept. I intend them to. Be persuasive if you can. I look at Johnny. What? Now it's bad to lie. It's just end game. All right, what would you guys like to do today? We did. No, the heart can cook. Heart makes food. Do you guys? I can make I can start since we have downtime and I'm medical researcher, I was thinking of just making potions or something. Anything I should start churning out or So we can make moderates 50 gold. If I make it, is that full price or do I get temp? But it's in the crafting. I thought we got it from the crafting area. Oh, no. How many days is it? Have med No, I don't think so. I have medical researcher. It just lets me not use crafting. It lets me use medicine. I can make vaccines, healers kits, addiction suppressants, antidotes, anti-plagues, elixirs of life, and other non-magical. Sounds good. If I draw it out, how much do I save a day? We got a week. Might as well save. So 10% and then 12 gold plus the 10%. So we get it's 5 minus. 5 plus 12 minus 50. Okay. I'll put that down. No, no, we're the Chronicle. I also have two other things I'd like to do while we're waiting. I'd like to ask the twins if they can start working on a new bonnet for the car. And then I'd also like to go to the car to get some stuff. Out of the trunk. Out of the trunk. Yeah. 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 And see if they could take a look at the engine too, just to make sure nothing like got too dusty or something. I don't know. They're mechanics. I was gonna grab some of our the two crates of Polar Shiv. Yeah. Yeah. It's cool that we have a can because of that. Well, I would assume anyone who's not us in the gym. You don't need to tell if they're from Hildebrandt, just if they're there. Towels. Eucalyptus towels.
invite them to the cookout if they're not in the Hildebrand.
Cool, man. Love a good scale business card.
No, I know, but I mean, like, the people that follow the judge are like, we need business cards.
Big money, no whammies. Big money, no whammies. Use a mythic if you need to.
Nanite? But he's just a child. I think they should be alarmed if they think there's just somehow just a normal ass child here. Like, what's pretty big? Like, bigger than ours?
Okay.
Why is
yeah.
What the hell? They're invited to the cookout as well. That makes sense. Do we invite them too, or do we leave them out? Yeah, we invite them. Yeah, we got to check that out. We got to make sure it's extra locked. Duck. Yeah. Right when guests start showing up, Argyle is going to cast Soothing Spring to make a very large hot tub, effectively. A pool that is 20 feet on each side and 5 foot deep. It can fit 16 medium creatures or small at a time. People get some healing, reduce fatigue if they've been traveling a while. There's going to be we're getting some food from our hearts. So we're going to have a little like grill situation with burgers. Argyle is going to be, instead of wearing his normal suit, he's going to be wearing his standard issue scale swimwear. Since it's the 1940s, it's full body. And he'll be there just popping some grill, flipping some burgers, handing out business cards. The scale wouldn't put them in Speedos, Josh. What's funny is the Gemini photo, even though I said bathing suit, put in boots, and I'm not going to be like, show the feet. Oh. That's why Gemini sighs whenever you log on. Oh, this is the I told Gemini to make it 1970s. So I don't know. Anyway, Argyle's got cop glasses on. And this lasts for an hour. At the like top of the hour, he'll make a new one. And then that's it for the day. Yeah, they make it. Argyle would like to interact with him. Exchange business cards. What rank is Argyle now? No, custodian sounds better. Argyle will go as custodian. That's fine. Damn it. Damn it. Damn it. Damn it, I almost got it. I almost got it. Yo, I knew he was not a custodian. I was just gonna go with it. All right. Religion?
Religion. Cool. Yeah. Okay. 34.
Does he resonate when I ping? What's his name again? Seer Bishop. Dear Bishop, I am a registered, licensed surgeon and doctor. Please let me know if anyone from your group will need further assistance. Well, I looked out and I'm like, the scale look. I'm here on mission from the scale. I have things I'd like to talk to you and your team about later. Yes. Or your child. God damn it, they got such a cool fucking heart name. Oh, I thought it was called the Scales Fate. Oh, okay. I was like, they just named it Scales Fate. I was like, that's kind of cool. All right, well, Johnny, it's your time to social if you want. Unless you want Argyle to ask what are their thoughts on the bombs. Why? I'm going to hang out with Bishop most of it. And do any damage control if he bumbles around, go, he doesn't work for me.
I'm moving it. My apologies, gentlemen. Same picture, I just moved the location.
Hell yeah! I love a party guy.
Oh no. It's the plane. Was it the plane?
And Argyle is going to try to... Argyle would like it. I'm not going to do anything else this thing, but I would like us to go to the scale before our meeting with the Master of Ceremony, because maybe they can give us something to talk about to the Master of Ceremony, because I'm going to be honest, guys, I don't know what to ask. I just wanted a meeting. I didn't think we'd get the meeting. Hopefully the scale people can give us some more info, because we don't know anything about this fucking invite. We stole an invite. We don't know anything. Maybe someone there knows.
Misha. Yeah, the jig's up again.
friend.
Is Anzu in the hot tub? Oh, gotcha, gotcha. Can Anzu get wet like that? Is he quit? Yeah. 6 hours from start of cookout to the master ceremony. One quick question. Does our heart have a phone? I'm going to excuse myself at the cookout and just call to see if they know if this guy's like, just to double check the scale people aren't like evil blacklisted scale people before I go chat with them. Yeah. They're not like dishonorably discharged scale people. Okay. God, they're so cool. They're so fucking cool. God damn it, I hope they're not evil. Yeah, they're so cool. They're like go-karts to get around the skirts. Chuck. Are these 5e people? These are figurines. The 5e. This is so fucked. Okay. Quick, make him attuned to something. Hell yeah. What is this spell? Are you able to teach us it? I understand. Mine is granted by the great, powerful judge.
Do you worship a god? Do you worship anyone? I walk up, knock. Yes. You son of a bitch. People are crazy. When I knock out, I'll save my credentials. Does he look like actually sick, or is this just like his state? Can I make a medicine check? Are you okay, sir? Do you need me to take a look? I am a doctor. Are you cursed? Are you a lich? I will take a look after this meetings. Very different.
Vesper! Vesper Feep! Who had the gun? I resonate. I wasn't aware that other scale members have heard the void song. Yeah. What are y'all hoping to get out of this mission? Same. Can't trust fiends. Well, I hope in case of dire circumstances, the two groups, us, can count on each other. There's already one. The Amber Call. Yes, there's
They're running a whole scheme. I'm forward deployed on a classified mission, but we have been seeing that they are looking to cause mass destruction of our sphere. No. You traveled very voidward before, is that correct? Have you ever seen a few hundred foot tall giant? Okay. I look at the group. I correct it. Sorry, 10,000 feet tall, red giant creature. Okay. Do the satellites contact headquarters? Does your radar dishes contact scale headquarters? I'd prefer if you could contact. I'd hope if you could contact headquarters to see if you are able to get the declassified information. If not, I cannot share with you. I hope you understand. I didn't hear anything you said, but I assumed it was just like, okay. We have a. Sorry, Kevin.
Yeah.
We have a meeting with the Master of Ceremony later today. Do you have any insights on anything about him? Argel writes those down. Those are good ideas. Yeah. I look at my compatriots. You guys have any questions? Okay. I really cannot stress this enough. Do not trust the Ember Call. Yeah. All right. I'll leave. I'll leave. What are the other? Are they all overseers? Yeah. Yeah. Can I just say one thing to the group first?
It's nice to know no one seems to know what the fuck's going on. Or at least there's a good portion of people. So if we go to the Master of Ceremony and be like, what the fuck is happening? He won't be like, you, get out of here. Everyone here knows besides you, you idiot. So that's a little better. That, you know.
Yeah.
Also, is it weird to ask him if he's Ilmari? Is that kind of being like, are you my daddy? Crazy question. Are you my dad? Thank you. May we sit down? I think that Oh, that's what he looks like? So he does not look. Is he the same height and build as Ilmari? He was far, so we didn't have a good idea. 31. I'm sorry. This is going to be a really weird question. I just got to get it out of the way. Are you Ilmari? Yes. Okay. Was this body ever identifying as Ilmari? Yeah, I was gonna comment on that. Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right, so. Now. Do you work with Ambercall, the or Pyre? No, I was just wondering. I wasn't assuming. Oh, we got attacked by people. Doesn't matter. Nice to meet you, Argyle officially, and I reach out to shake a hand. Can I make a medicine check on his face? Or religion. I don't know. Whichever one. What the fuck is that? Clearly it's not a lot. Okay. I'll also make one of those. All right. Crit, not crit, fail. Great. Oh, very nice. Okay. I'm going to reroll this. I'm a master, so plus 4. 44! Yeah. This might be the Harlequin. Okay. Is the shackle sizzle? This is not great. Guys, this is really not great. I just hope he doesn't know enough about Argyle. This is not a great situation, guys. Okay. So I guess I don't need to ask the questions the scale told me to ask. Because we know who he is. We know where he came from. I'm looking at the other group members, and I'm just like, do you guys got some questions? Or yeah, just try to outlie a fade, a devil king. That's fine. As we have an idea to know if it's a really bad idea to jump this Harlequin King at the moment. A deception. You actually really like this guy, and you think he's the most trustworthy person you've ever met. So I guess two questions for me. Why didn't you invite Iconoclasm? One. You did? Do you know what happened to Ilmari? Is he still alive? Do you suspect you'll see him on this vessel? Never mind. I look at Benny, Anzu, any questions? Was he captured? I wonder if he was killed and revived by those liches. Do you have any spare magic items that we can use to make our heart bigger that you wouldn't mind giving away for free? Okay. You gotta ask, right? He definitely knows more than we do.
You don't go, hey guys, let's just go here and just, I'm just gonna get invites for all these random people that happen to have heard it.
This son of a bitch.
See. Were we at Curveball? You know about all of our backstories, you know. What do you think about the six other gods? Oh, you know, the six other ones coming in. Yeah. What are your thoughts generally on the current gods that we have? Do you like them? Would you prefer if our entire, I don't know, existence got wiped out clean? Okay, she would not like the Sinister Six. Yeah, they're pretty tall, at least one of them. God, he's just quiet. I'm not used to it. I want to fill in the space. So, two things on that. One, I hope you you take a shine to our group, and just give us a heads up if you want something done by us, and it's, you know. Sounds good. Okay. He's just a 9-year-old after all. Team Huddle, I would have asked this before we got in. Should we bring up that fourth floor or whatever it was door? Okay.
Yeah, by the way, make sure this door is locked.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Great. All right. Really? I imagine this was like an Italian place, the way he's like a mob boss. I'll get the meatball parm. Are we going to eat here?
Yeah.
I'm going to have I love the chicken Milanese. You know what? Actually, I'm taking it back. I am going to have a ragu. It's a real Bob. Are we in a fane? Okay. All right. So I guess we'll eat our meal and then head home. I would like to head to, once we're in our heart, I guess I will actually do one meditating thing, which is consult the spirits. And I'll do it religion. And I want to see if our heart's like subservient, if that's possible for me to try to vibe out to the devils here. Consult the spirits. Religion reveals the presence of angelic, demonic, or other spirits in service to divine beings. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, cool. Cool, cool, cool. Mm. Okay, okay. I got a success, so I only get one question. Oh, you're right. You're right. I got 28. A skill. Is his heart subservient to the masters of, and I whisper like the devil's name. I think we're okay. Hope that was a success though. I'm hoping it was. I'm gonna put the Chuck statue outside. Of the fate. Yeah, yeah. Yes. What the fuck? So, you guys remember when I was saying that these people were definitely evil? And you guys are like, no, they're probably really good people. You know. Also, the devil knows we call that guy Chuck, so they definitely they talk to each other. Yeah, but if we ask Chuck or Butler, hey, he's going to be like, hey, master, these buffoons want to talk to you. By the way, they call me Chuck. Unless he's now starts signing things Chuck and he's really adapted it. Yes, so I don't know if Chuck's has a... really not great, actually. He works. They're a group of four devils that that are suddenly organized recently, and one of the other ones was you know, the sire of yes. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I hope he's still good, but I don't know. So if you see a slightly shorter version of me, remember, he's a devil child. Well, you know, now that you put it out, we probably should come up with a way to distinguish us, because now we're separated, so he doesn't know what we're thinking. Password? What's a good password? Anzu's chip on his shoulder. Anzu's massive chip. No, we need something else. this guy. Which one's up? Could you just send us the I drink loam every day.
Yeah.
There, it's also a fiber supplement.
Yeah.
Pretty good fiber supplement, I'll be honest with you guys.
Anyway.
No, I have you guys to know. It's actually less of that. It's that I want you guys to start drinking it. It's great. Anyway. Anywho, what are we gonna do about this? Weren't you saying that like we're gonna all go and just like rescue this like innocent singer, and now it seems like we're just like bringing a bunch of people to just hack it to death. Okay, but like we understand now what's happening, right? That we're bringing a bunch of people who are psychopaths, and they're going to hack it to death. Okay. Yeah. How far is the scale group from us? Fuck. Okay. To be honest with you guys, we might want to start bunking with, like, we might want, maybe the scale can come here, but we should probably start bunking. I don't know, guys. I visited their base. You guys saw it. I think we're fucked. I think people are just going to steamroll our basically candy house, okay? Fuck. It's not great. That's why they gave us the plots. They made the plots so big, guys. I understand what you're saying. And Argyle reaches to grab his sword. They're friends with us, we'll go in and we'll... Also, I would use our heart to talk to the Gale Heart to give him heads up, to be like, be red alert! Red alert! Let us know if you're being attacked ever. They fly in here? That would be cool. Yeah. Fuck those guys. Okay, so a couple things game plan. One, we should go talk to Anzu, who's your friend. We should update him on information we got. Yeah, yeah, just give him some information update. That way we stay friendly. Who's the weakling that you're friends with? And I look at Johnny. Yeah. We need to make sure they contact our heart if they're getting raided so we can third party. Don't tell them that, though. But we need to. Argyle's going to start having a map, I guess, similar to the other scale people, and start, like, noting down where we know people and, like, assessing their friend levels. Prime Meridian, we should go be friendly with them. I think they're friends with that bear. We can bring him some soda. They might like that. Do we go strike the Ember Call? No, we should wait. We shouldn't be the first ones to strike, right? Like, we shouldn't be the first ones. So the other thing is, should we just take our car and go on the road and just start jumping people? Now that we know. Yeah. Okay. Should we take our allies and go to the road and just start jumping people coming in, steal their stones before they get them set up, and then we feed it directly to our hearts? Signaling he's a sitting turkey. All right. We need a network. We want, if any of us gets attacked in the alliance, we need a name for the alliance. What should we name the alliance? The Chronicle? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's set up a name for our alliance. I vote Chronicle. What do you guys say? No. The heart is still the same. We're just gonna... Our alliance of friends are the Chronicle. Yeah. So why you want them to think we're scrawny and weak so they can come and take our heart? I have to say, that devil really got into our heads. I think you guys got to get a grip of this. I think we got to be more.
Okay.
Sounds good. Yeah, you just don't want to name an alliance because you risk. You'd prefer we'd have no alliance and someone already. What happens if your friend joins in a cool alliance? Then we're fucked. And he's friends with the scale already. Yeah. I'm just like vividly imagining a later session, us going to visit the scale compound, and it's just like door blown in, they're all dead, and it's gonna be like, fuck! Okay. I think Embercall declared war on us by not showing up to our cookout. What? Do they talk in a Russian accent? I'm kidding. I wouldn't have asked that. And the other guy was like, "Hello, may I enter your house?" Okay. So, wait, what the fuck do the twins say when are they here? Yeah, we would invite them. Yeah. Oh, no, we're not going to do that. That was just, Anzu was going a little crazy. Anzu was just going a little crazy. I think we should just stay here. Yeah. Yes. Excellent. takes a week of downtime to change a feat, so I'm going to change my feat from consult the spirits to break curse, if that's okay. Because now I'm scared one of us is going to get cursed. Someone is cursed! We're dealing with a literal devil kingpin, and we're about to go into fucking HOA turf wars. Someone's going to try to curse one of us. Johnny, your friends are totally gonna die. Are you all right with that? Yeah. Oh, great. Okay, just wanted to double check. You know, mental, because I can. It's not my specialty, but I can also do psychiatry. So that goes for anyone here. In case you guys want to talk, just let me know. Oh, yeah, yeah, we can start doing, you know, lessons. Not lessons, you know, sessions. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. In general, I'll also be opening up a little medic kit. I don't know. If people need to come for medicine help, or I guess curses at the end of the week, I will start setting up a little clinic. Well, not just curses, just like, I don't know if people have medics. I don't know how NPCs heal. And again, I'm not really looking for, like, obviously I'll take gold. I'm not looking as much for gold. He's not going to charge expensive things. It's mostly just like, please work with us.
What?
That is So we're definitely going to talk to, so I would like to talk to Protectorate, just to reestablish the connection. I think it would be nice if we could chat with Prime Meridian as well. And then I would feel out Necrologue, I guess, just because I'm a medic, just try to talk to them. Anyone else have any ones they'd like to feel out? Yeah. Hildebrandt's the guy that's going to get fucked up, right? That's good. Yeah. Oh, also, I'd like to swing by the Iridescent Church on the off chance there are any of the people we worked with before. I doubt it, but. No. I meant more of also if they know the people from. The people that know Ott. And also, just to clarify, guys, are we going to tell the Protectorate that Ott has told us, and we said no, to opening a door? No, because that's originally what Johnny was saying. I'm fine telling them. They definitely know who Ott is, I assume. Hey, by the way, are you ever going to ask the twins if they bombed your entire civilization, or are we just going to drop that? Okay. Great. Yeah, so I guess that's what we'd like to do. So wait, so are we talking to the Protectorate about anything, or just refreshing our connection? If we open that door, imagine if, oh my god, imagine if like Amber Call just like bugs them. So, no. Two people that we know of. Yeah. One other thing is
what was it? Fuck.
We now technically might have something that we'd want to know. I don't know what it is, but we have more information if you guys wanted to try to contact Ott. I don't know, but like we could ask them about the devil or something. Where are Oh my god, do you know how the magic cop got killed and turned into a zombie by Grayson? I hope that didn't happen to Ilmari. Yeah. Alright, well, let's go talk. Let's just be nice to everyone and that's it. Just trying to like float the idea we should stick together type of thing. Yeah. Don't act like they wouldn't know who Ott is. Yeah, we're not doing that because Benny's a scaredy cat.
Hey, guys, this, like, primordial being, totally want us to sabotage you guys, but we're not doing it, don't worry.
Yeah, there's no good way to do that. I offer my services to make potions or anything that they want. I won't charge any buffers or anything at cost.
Oh.
They want you to hear them coming. Yes. Right next to the sub shipping. They're gonna eat those people for lunch. Yep. Actually, Iridescent Church first. Fuck. I rolled low. Oh, great. Great. Okay. I don't like that he's right next to the scale people. How many are there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, Necrolog if they'll let us. Probably eating people in there. Wait, just see if there's anyone else. Verdant Holdings too.
Oh my god, is Verdant Holdings?
Yo, is that the cigar? Did that turn from my one shot character cigar? He makes cigars. Oh, okay. That's fine. Okay. That's crazy. Where we found the burlap people. Should we say hi to them and the gunners? If they'll talk. Oh, no, no. We had Primarinian first. Rapid connections. We live in a society. Yeah. You know none of us beat your 18. Did you get plus 4, Johnny? Okay. We want allies. If our carts can connect, and then, you know, the whole, you know, well, yeah. Counterpoint. We don't come with baggage, and we're loyal, and we're pretty handy.
Sounds good.
It'd have been a real power move if we just took out a group first night. You sure it's not like the subsurface? Yeah. Oh my god. Amber Call is gonna fuck him up. So oh my god, they're gonna get eaten alive. No, no. Why would you say something? I want to be next to Hildebrandt. We're not next to Hildebrandt. Can we still be next to Hildebrandt? Can they be? Yes. 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 That also, yeah, great, great. who else were we gonna chat with? Yeah. When you get the chance, can you reorder it in your message and then pin it? Yeah. This is going to turn to the purge. Our Harlequin was a piece of shit. He was just like, Chuck was like, we're not encouraging people to fight. We want, like, if you have a disagreement, you should settle it. And then the head Harlequin's like, I can't wait to see you guys bloody each other. Don't worry, only my favorites will die. I'd also like to tell the Protectorate that, just because allyship and the scale, obviously, no. our core people, not sub. Subs are bitches. They're going to get taken. Yeah, maybe we'll give it to Prime Meridian to see, like, hey, maybe they'll start seeing us as assets. Because he said it's two ways, so. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, so they said two ways. We'll give them some feedback. This is not great. We know Amber Call is going to kill those people, right? Or they're going to, like, brainwash them. No. Josh, why not? Why couldn't this have just been like all friends, and then all of our D&D sessions are like, and then you met a really big worm, but he was friendly, so then he's like, my name's Gary, and then it's just... Yeah, some of them won't even talk to us. That's fine. Who are those orcs? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this.
Should we go to Amber Call and just pretend we don't know? Hey guys, how's it going? Yeah. That's so fucked, man. The cat people, man. That's so fucked. We gotta blow them up for whiskers. Does Anzu ever get nervous around cat folk? Their reach. And the same thing for the pugs to then the cat folks. It's this whole rock, paper, scissors. Yeah. All right. Well, this was good. This is a good campaign, Josh. I can't believe you made everyone so paranoid. Yeah. Imagine if Gary Textiles never made it because we just jumped them. And then we just fed their guitars. Yeah. Which one worked with Arctos to get the polar shift? Because he did not go with Carcadia. Yeah, he did not work with them. Oh, I think it was the Limited, that power company. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's fucked. Josh, you son of a bitch. That's fucked up. That's a fucked up thing to do, Josh. You just sit at home, go, how can I fuck with these people? Yeah. Yeah. So they kind of look like thumbs. When we found them, they were completely illiterate because they had been crashed, right? Yeah. You guys also, Belvedere didn't even get here. That's embarrassing. You guys should get converted. That's so embarrassing. I assume those are Ember Call, but it might not be. Yeah. Can't you just, like, echo locate your sister or something? Birds like know when they're close so they can fly next to each other. Or do you have like a twin telepathy? Can you just send her a magic message? What about a dream? Do you have spells to talk to her dreams? Okay, well, this was fun. Next Monday is a holiday. Let me double check. I'll be traveling back from what Westerly, so I'll double check. Okay, sounds good. All right. Adios.